As French forces continue their airstrikes against Islamist militants in northern Mali, Catholic Church officials in the Western African country are calling for international humanitarian aid for those displaced by the conflict. Laura Yerachi reports.
The Archbishop of Bamako in Mali is appealing for humanitarian aid from the international community for thousands of Malians displaced due to the ongoing violence in the country. In a press release, Archbishop Jean Zerbo says the need for food, drinking water, hygiene kits, and medicine will only increase as the conflict continues. Islamic militants took control of northern Mali and began their advance to the south about 9 months ago. French and African forces have combined their efforts to stop the militants' advance, and yesterday, French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian confirmed that France will continue to launch its airstrikes. Media reports say the violence has led about 400,000 people to flee their homes to southern Mali and neighboring countries. But officials at Caritas Mali say they have not been able to gauge the actual numbers since communication is difficult and in the combat zone it is cut off altogether. Ali Mana, a consultant with Caritas Mali, explains.
We can tell you how many people is affected by the situation, but there is a difficult situation now to collect information. We don't have a phone connection with any fighting force. We don't have connection. We know simply many families is now displaced in Kuchala, Saint Bamako.
Mana says Caritas Mali agrees with Archbishop Zerbo's call for the creation of a humanitarian corridor in order to channel aid to the combat area, where the situation is urgent, as Malians who aren't able to get out suffer hunger and cold. I'm Laura Yerach.